Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Faith is a wonderful thing. It's not just learning about principles. It's not just learning about do these three steps and get this. It's about relationship. It's about trusting someone you have come to believe in. Their character, their words, their integrity, their love, the list goes on. And so because it deals with living beings, God and us and each other, it's always dynamic. It's never static and unchanging. We will never exhaust understanding God. And so because of that, we will always, not just in this life, but beyond this life, in the eons, the ages to come, our faith will develop because we will learn more of God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you can't trust something you don't even know to trust.
Amen.
And so in time to come, we will have learned. We will take everything we developed in our faith in this life, we will take with us. Out of this life,
yeah,
to start the next. But our magnificent God, our glorious God, will be continuing to reveal His goodness to us and His light to us. And so our faith may have been like this in this life, but past this life it's going to go. Hallelujah. No hindrances. No hindrances like we are down here. But the Lord values what's happening right now. That's why without faith, it's impossible to please Him. It's one of the most important things He's doing with us right now, because so many of the things that we're dealing with in this world and on earth, they're all temporary. And a lot of them in the ages to come are just not going to be that big a deal. But the faith lessons and the lessons about love are eternal.
Yes.
And obedience and joy and learning good from evil and right from wrong and these kind of things. And so choosing to trust the Lord in situations in daily life, it pleases the Lord. And this should motivate us.
Yes.
If it makes Him happy,
yes,
it ought to make you happy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If He likes it, you should say, hey, let's do some more,
yes,
of it. Right? Father, we do. We seek to please You. We seek to honor Your greatness and Your goodness with genuine love and faith and trust. And so we ask for utterance today, for the anointing, that you touch our ears and eyes and heart and illuminate us and enlighten us, and quicken us and strengthen us according to Your will and plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've been for weeks now here in Faith School on our series we're calling Faith for Provision. And we are getting built up.
Yes.
Look out, provision.
Yes.
Right? Everybody say, come on in, provision. Come on in. Come on in. I'm laughing, but I'm not joking about it. I'm serious, right? You, I have come to believe over the last 40 plus years of learning some of these things that our words are vitally important, every one of them, every day. Now, most people don't pay close attention to their mouth. They just say all kind of stuff, whatever crosses their mind. But that makes it easy for the enemy to mislead you, put wrong thoughts, wrong words in your mouth, and you spit them out, and then it's something the enemy can work with to hinder you or limit you. But what I'm saying is you could not squeeze me to the point to get me to say that our ministries and churches will experience lack. I won't say it. Amen. To me, it's like cuss words.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. You want to hear me say anything about our provision? It's going one way.
Yes.
Up.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
Abundance.
Yes.
Abundance.
Yes.
We always have everything we need to pay every bill,
yes,
complete every project,
yes,
do everything.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
Every time.
Yes.
That matters.
Yes.
It doesn't just matter that you parrot it, what I said, but that you believe it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Well, why am I so strong about that? Well, how am I able to tell you 30 reasons?
Yes.
Right? Why we're sure it's God. See, I had to get that from the Lord, right? And so the Lord's been feeding that into me for decades now, and I'm convinced.
Yes.
I'm settled.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that how Abraham got his miracle?
Yes.
Fully persuaded.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That what God had promised, he was able to perform.
Yes.
And he and Sarah saw miracles,
yes,
that actually resulted in the Christ,
yes,
many generations later. Whew. So, this is not a waste of your time, brother, sister,
yes,
to come and camp with us for a few minutes and let this word get in you, because it's the incorruptible seed of the eternal word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth's going to pass away, but not this word.
Amen.
This word is eternal forever. And if you hear it and you believe it and you let it get inside you, it will germinate and begin to put roots down,
yes,
inside you. That's how you get established.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It'll begin to put roots down, and that means you're not going to change what you believe next week,
right,
or next month.
Yes.
These roots go deep.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And as the roots go down, then the top part of it begins to come up. And as it gets bigger in you, and gets bigger in you, it's going to start coming out of your mouth without you even planning on it. It's just what you believe. It's just how you think. And then it will produce fruit outside here in your life, in your finances, and in your all the things that you need. So say it out loud with me again. Abundant provision.
Is
always
God's will
for us all.
Abundant provision
is always God's will
for me.
Hallelujah. This week?
Yes.
Yeah, abundant provision. What are we having next week?
Abundant provision.
Mm-hmm. All month long. What month is this? Somebody said, well, it's April, May, June, whatever. No, it's abundance month. It's abundance month.
Yes.
Is that right? It's the month of abundance.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So we begin one by one giving 30 reasons from Scripture why we're sure abundant provisions always God's will for us. And we're down now to number 16 in our study. Like we said, if you weren't with us, go online to faithschool.org, and there's a whole bunch of lessons right there just waiting on you, no charge, and you can actually watch or listen to the previous 15 leading up to number 16 in our study, which is the promised land. We're sure abundant provisions God's will for us. Because when God delivered his people out of Egyptian slavery and bondage, he told them he had espied a perfect place for them. A land that was a good land, that was a pleasant land, that was the land that flowed with milk and honey. Now, you know, you hear these terms used in all kind of situations, the promised land, milk and honey. Well, it comes right out of here. Amen. That's where it comes from. But what is it a type of today? Now, we've said this before, but I need to reiterate it. It is not a type of going to heaven. The promised land? No. Now, the reason I say that, and some of you may know, well, I thought it was. Well, some preacher told me it was. No, it can't be. Why? Because they had to fight to get into promised land. Is that right? And there were giants there. And there were walled cities. And there were many battles. That's here. Right? The enemy's here. The battles are here. The giants are here. So no, the promised land, the land that flows with milk and honey, is not a type of going to heaven. No more battles there, thank God. But it's a type of what's going on down here. And it's a type of what the Lord has planned for us and provisioned for us in redemption. Benefits, provision, even wealth is a part of God's covenant that he made with Abraham. All the way going back. And why say that? Because he said this. Go to Deuteronomy 8 again and you'll see why I say that. Deuteronomy 8, we saw in verse 6, 7, and 8, he said, the Lord's bringing you into a good land. And he talked about all the things you would enjoy, the wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates. Verse 9, it's a land where you will eat bread without scarceness. No scarceness was the will of God. Amen. Is the will of God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you shall not lack anything in it. Not lack anything.
Amen.
You will change your... Everybody awake.
Yes.
Look at me for a moment.
Yes.
Be awake. You can change your life right now. You can change your future right now if you'll put these words in your mouth.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Say it out loud. I live a life,
of no scarceness.
I live a life
of no lack.
Hallelujah. That's how I live.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No scarceness.
No lack.
What does that mean? I live in the promised land.
Yes.
I live in the good land.
Yes.
I live in the good plan. That God has picked out for me. Now that's not going to happen if you're going to do your own thing.
Amen.
You know, if you're not going to listen, you're going to be defiant, whatever, or just lazy, foolish, and run around, try this, try that, try the other. No, you're going to experience lack. You're going to experience all kind of problems. But if you get on track of the will and plan of God, and you stay on track, the path he has you on is pre-provisioned.
Amen.
The places you're going to be going through, he has already stopped with provision, and you will go through it and you will meet what he has prepared.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll meet what he has prepared on the path that he's called you and placed you on. So say it again. I live a life
without scarceness.
I live a life of no lack. Do most Christians talk this way?
No.
Oh, no. It'd be rare. That's why I say, you put this in your mouth today, and you keep it in your mouth going forward, you change your life.
Amen.
I said, you'll change your life.
Amen.
What if we run out? We're not going to run out. Nope. if we start experiencing something that doesn't look like this, we're going to repent. Yeah. We're going to start seeking God. Is that right? We're going to make changes we need to. But in the plan of God, no lack.
Amen.
No scarceness. No lack. No scarceness. Now, notice what he said, though, if you skip down to verse 18 of this same chapter. He had warned about them. Well, we'll back up, verse 11. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God. Don't forget him. Verse 12, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and dwell therein, and your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Was that the will of God?
Yes.
When did he change?
Yes.
See, he's talking about, the Lord's talking to them like they're already there.
Yes.
Right? Can you see that? He sees the end from the beginning.
Yes.
And they haven't even got into their house yet. they haven't even got into the promised land yet. But he's saying, okay, now when you get there, and you got these houses, and they're full of all this expensive stuff, and you got all these herds and flocks, and you got all this money, and all this silver and gold, and they're thinking, well, I ain't got it yet. Yeah, but he said, I'm going to get you there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you there, but when you get there, don't forget me.
Amen.
Don't forget me. Why would he say that? Because it's a danger.
Yes.
I said, it's a danger.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people get comfortable, they get lazy. Huh? And sometimes when people get real comfortable and they don't have to, you know, not have to think about where the next meal is coming from and all these kind of things, the enemy will come and try to get you to think of yourself more highly than you should. And skip down to verse 18, please. He said, but you shall remember. Now that's in contrast to forgetting. Right?
Yes.
You'll remember the Lord your God. Why? He's the one that gave you the power, the ability, the grace, the strength to get the house, the herds, the gold, the silver,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do we need to remember this?
Yes.
An adjustment in your thinking and your words changes your trajectory. In the New Testament, 1 Timothy 6, it talks about if you get riches and that kind of thing, don't be high-minded.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of people read that and they go, yeah, you know, those rich people got to watch out. Well, see, you're not even identifying with the group.
That's right.
With the category, which shows you don't see yourself as having plenty. And if that's the case, you wouldn't be surprised when you wind up in lack. That's a problem. That means there's no faith. There's no vision. Now, when you hear things like that, yeah, you know, caution the rich that they not be high-minded. You should go, yeah, I got to watch that.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I got to watch that. Huh?
Yes.
Why? You need to be thinking like rich before you see it in your account.
Yes.
Talking that way,
yes.
Not pretending, but identifying,
yes.
Agreeing with what he said.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If the Lord says you are righteous,
yes.
Doesn't matter how you feel or how you look, agree with him,
yes.
And say the same thing he says.
Yes.
If he says you're healed,
yes.
Agree with him.
Yes.
No matter what you feel like or look like. If he says you're rich.
Yes.
And the Bible says, you know, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. So that you through his poverty might be
rich.
Rich. Did he do it?
Yes.
Did he do it?
Yes.
Then I am.
Yes.
Righteous.
Yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
I am free. I am rich.
Yes.
Now see, you know, religion bristles at that. You know, like rich is a bad word. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, you know, They go, no. Money's the root of all evil. No. You're misquoting Scripture.
Amen.
The love of money is the problem.
Right.
Not the money. You need some stuff.
Yes.
But he said, remember the Lord your God. It's he that gives you power to get wealth. Why? That he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. This is talking about the covenant with Abraham.
Yes.
So included in God's covenant with Abraham is wealth.
Yes.
Yes. Riches.
Yes.
True or not?
Yes.
Well, what did it do for Abraham immediately?
Yeah.
Personally, made him rich. And the people that were connected with him, like Lot, made them rich. It matters who you hang around. It does. It does. But hold your place there and look in Galatians, the third chapter. We talked about this in one of our earlier points of why we're convinced abundance is God's will, is because of Abraham and because of the covenant, and because we are the seed of Abraham. Notice this, verse 9 of chapter 3, Galatians 3:9. He says, let me look at verse 8. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Did you know that the blessing is part of the gospel?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
See, people have gotten away from the original gospel. The blessing is part of the gospel. Verse 9, so then they which be of faith, which is certainly everybody in faith school.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Not excluding other people, but it's definitely us.
Yes.
We're in the faith club. Then we are what?
Blessed.
We are blessed with faithful Abraham. That covenant that God made with him, and that's what he's saying about the promised land. He said, I got a place picked up for you. You're going to have such crops, such herds, houses, nice things. You're not going to have any scarceness. You're not going to have any lack. In fact, you're going to be so blessed and so rich and so well off. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. But you will well remember that it was me, the Lord your God, that gave you the power to get this house and all this stuff and this land and these herds and these flocks and these vineyards and orchards and all this stuff. And I did it keeping my covenant.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That I made with your forefathers. And of course, that's Abraham. And that's right here. Then does it affect us? Is there any connection with us? Verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham that made him rich might come on the Gentiles, us, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So when we're talking about the promised land, when we're talking about the God who gives you power to get wealth, to keep the covenant, does it have any connection to us, any bearing to us?
Yes.
We just got through reading it for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We who have faith in Christ are blessed with faithful Abraham because the work of Christ on the cross redeemed us from the curse, but secured to us the blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The blessing that includes the power to get wealth.
Amen.
Now, That's not about loving stuff. If you just daydream about the most expensive stuff and you just focus on that all the time, that's covetousness. And that's loving it. And that's not okay. I said, that's not okay. But for saying, well, no, I don't want anything to do with all that stuff, and embracing lack and poverty, that's ignoring a big part of the covenant.
Yes.
No. Abraham didn't know lack, and his seed after him didn't know that. God has always been the God El Shaddai, the God Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who meets all your needs. In him is no lack.
Amen.
He couldn't give you lack.
Amen.
He doesn't have any. Is that right? He couldn't say, I'm going to send you some shortage, some poverty. Where would he get it? There's none in him. No, no. Back to Deuteronomy, verse 9. A land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. Somebody say, no scarceness.
No scarceness.
You will not lack anything in it. Somebody say, no lack, no,
no lack.
A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig brass. When you have eaten and you're full, you'll bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. The more you get, the more you should say thank you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The bigger and better it gets, the more you should praise God.
Yes.
And give thanks. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Lest when you eat and are full and you've built goodly houses and dwell in them, and your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold's multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, that your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God. Verse 17, and if you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. It did not, dummy. Verse 18, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get the wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Exactly what he told Abraham that made Abraham rich belongs to you as a child of God and me as a child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Said out loud, Abraham's blessing,
is
mine.
Is mine.
The blessing of the Lord,
that makes rich,
is power to get wealth,
is
on me
and
working in my life.
In
Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah. Well, our time's up again today. Come back next time. We'll see more about it here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.
Oh,